Right now, we'll take a look at the leaderboards in golf. We got three big-time tournaments on the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, and a major on the Champions Tour, and we'll take a look at those leaderboards right now. It's the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour is north of the border this weekend in Oakville, Ontario, for the Canadian Open at Glen Abbey Golf Club, a Jack Nicklaus design up there in Canada. 7,200-yard par 72 track, and after two rounds of play, they've had a lot of problem with rain over the week. So only through two rounds up there. Jason Duffner is your leader. He is at 13 under par after a first round 68, followed that up with a second round 9 under par 63. And he is one shot ahead of two men tied for second, Jerry Kelly and Scott Verplank. Speaking of oldies but goodies, a couple of 40-year-olds there are tied for second at 12 under par. In fourth place, a pair of players, Nathan Green and Peter Tomasulo, are both at minus 11. Then you've got Martin Laird, Pat Perez. Pat Perez, only his second tournament back since wrist surgery. Camilo Vajegas, Bob Estes, Retief Goosen, and Kevin Na, all at 10 under par. But really the story of the weekend is a Florida Gator and a Palm Beach Gardens resident, Mark Calcavecchia. Calcavecchia, after two rounds of play, is five shots back, 8 under par. But yesterday, he set a PGA Tour record. Calcavecchia made 9 straight birdies. That's a new PGA Tour record, besting the old record of 8, which was set by Bob Golby in 1961 and matched by Fuzzy Zeller in 76, Edward Fryett in 2000, J.P. Hayes in 2002, and Jerry Kelly, who was also on this leaderboard, in 2003. Calcavecchia opened his delayed second round with 2 pars, and then he reeled off 9 straight birdies. His 9 birdie putts were all from 15 feet or closer. So talk about striping it. He was just striping the ball yesterday, going pin hunting. The great thing about this story is his 15-year-old son, Eric, is caddying for him this week. How great is that? Your son's on the bag, and you set a PGA Tour record for 9 straight birdies. That is a memory that 15-year-old will never forget. Calcavecchia ended up shooting. Now, he made 9 straight birdies, but he only shot a 7 under par 65. You would think he would have done a little bit better than that. So he's at 8 under through two rounds of play. And the streak ended on the par 4 third hole when he missed the green, and his birdie attempt, a chip, went 5 feet past the hole. He did make the comebacker for par. But a lot of rain has fallen. 2 inches of rain fell on Glen Abbey yesterday, and play was postponed. So they'll try to get in 36 holes possibly today, or this tournament might be going into tomorrow. So after two complete rounds of play, Jason Duffner leads by one shot over Jerry Kelly and Scott Verplank. The Champions Tour, it's a major on the senior circuit this weekend. It's the Senior British Open in England at Sunningdale, the old course at Sunningdale Golf Club. 6,600-yard par 70 track. And after three rounds of play, Greg Norman is your leader. He is at 10 under par, 200 after three rounds of play, 3 under par 67 on Thursday, followed that up with a 1 under par round of 69 on Friday, and then yesterday, low round of the day, 6 under par 64, has him in the lead by one stroke over Freddie Funk and Lauren Roberts. Fred Funk was the first round leader after a 6 under par 64 of his own on Thursday. Fourth place, Dennis Watson solo at minus 8. Then you've got Larry Mize and Sam Torrance at 7 under par. Boca Raton resident Bernhard Langer, one of 3 men at minus 6, also including Tom Kite and Bruce Vaughn. Jay Haas, along with Don Pooley, are at 5 under par. And then there's Tom Watson. Tom Watson, a week removed from his great run at Turnberry in Scotland, he enters today's final round 6 shots back at 4 under par. Watson's had a good week. He's continued that good play. Opened up the week with a 3 under par 67 on Thursday, followed that up with a 69, 1 under par round of 69 on Friday, and then yesterday, even par round of 70. So Tom Watson continuing that good play, the great iron play, the great driving, and the pretty solid putting, albeit he missed probably the most important putt of the week last week, that 8-footer for par on 18 that would have sealed the victory. He misses it and drops into that 4-hole playoff with Stuart Sink. But Tom Watson, 6 shots back of Greg Norman. So we've got last year's great story at the British Open. Of course, Greg Norman, The 54-hole leader last year at Birkdale ended up finishing third behind Padraig Harrington and Ian Poulter last year at the British, and now he is just 18 holes away from winning his first ever senior major tournament at the Senior British Open this week at Sunningdale. LPGA Tour is in France this weekend for the Evian Masters at the Evian Masters Golf Club in Evian-les-Bains, France. 6,300, par 72 track. And after three rounds of play, Sophie Gustafson is tied for the lead with In-Kyun Kim and Becky Brewerton. All three of those ladies are at 12 under par. Christy Kerr and Ai Miyazato are one shot back and fourth at minus 11. Kari Webb solo sixth place at 10 under par. Then you've got Helen Alfredson, Paula Kramer, and Na Yan Choi all at minus 9. Michelle Wee improved her chances for qualifying for the Solheim Cup next month by finishing with a 70 third round 2 under par 70 yesterday that got her to 3 under par overall for the tournament in a tie for 23rd. So there's a look at this weekend's leaderboard. It's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom, service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.